The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends, I'm Tom.
Hey, and I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Welcome to Success Saturday, your 15 minutes of fun, the place to get inspired and stay inspired. Hey, rekindle your romance with success. Success friends, our show today is entitled The Biology of Success.
Tom, you mean success is biological?
That's right, Jerry. We are born to succeed.
Rouser.
But that's right, Jerry. But hold on a minute. We have our first success quote. And this comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of my favorites. What's behind you and what's in front of you is nothing compared to what's inside of you. I love that one, Jerry.
Oh, that's good, Tom. That's good.
But, Jerry, look at that crowd.
Fantastic, Tom. You know, they're getting me a touch inspired.
Absolutely, Jerry. Absolutely. And talking about an inspiration, how about that Bobby J? Hello, Bob.
Hey, gang.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Jerry. Good to see you again.
Now, Bob, everybody can hear you and Stan right here on Club 1220 KLBB every weekday noon to 2, right?
That is correct, on the All Request and Dedication Show.
I love that show, Bob.
You are a staple on the show. You call in from time to time.
I've been known to be a staple before.
Yeah.
I think Tom uses me as a paperweight.
Yeah.
Not bad, Jerry. Not bad. Oh, we got everything going there, Jerry. There we go. They love you, Jerry. Hey, but you know what, Jerry? Let's take time for a quick break, and we'll come back to talk about this biology of success.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm going to make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Jerry Atrix.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
We're back, success friends. Hey, Jerry, can you grab those phones? Some of our success friends want to save money.
I'm on it, Tom!
And you, too, can save money. Just give us a call at 651-738-0107 and ask for the KLBB Challenge. And success friends, I want to remind you, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat if you just look for Tommy Fierst. And the big news is our website is launching along with our app, Tommy Fierst's Goal Getter app. Hey, but we'll talk more about that later. But I do want to say hi to our longtime client, Hello Arc Services. Hi, Chris. Hi, Rob. Hey, Jerry, do you know that Rob was actually our first guest on Ensure Your Success?
You don't say.
I do say, Jerry. I think I just said it. But how about it's time for today's lemon drop?
Can I do today's lemon drop, Tom?
Sure, Jerry. Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. It goes like this. Are you a survivor or are you a sir-thriver? Do you see what I did there, Tom? You see what I did?
Wonderful, Jerry. Wonderful and true. Now, Jerry, my question to you is, are you a sir-thriver or are you just a survivor?
All right, well, Chum, you know, your wife keeps threatening me with the mulch pile, but she hasn't gotten to me yet, so I think maybe I'm a survivor.
Jerry, absolutely, absolutely. But Jerry, Mary would never do that to you.
Well, you know, Tom, jokes are my fertilizer as I grow laughter in this world.
Ah, Jerry, you just got a million of them, don't you? And Jerry, you grow some prize winners, too. And speaking of prizes, let's get back to our prize-winning producer, voiceover man, and just a heck of a model American citizen, Bobby J. Hi again.
Hey, guys. Glad to be back.
And, Bob, you know, I had forgot to ask you, any lemon drops stand out for you this past week?
You know, there's always one or two that stand out, and this one really made me think. It goes kind of like this. Notice what people are doing for you. Ignore what they do to you.
Oh, that is good, Bob. That is so true. It's so easy to get caught up in that, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And, you know, that kind of brings us to the biology of success. So thank you for that, Bobby J.
Sure.
Success, friends, would it surprise you to learn that four chemicals are responsible for your success? And that's right, and they are all created by your brain.
So, Tom, that's why the scarecrow wanted a brain.
That's right, Jerry. But seriously, four chemicals, cortisol, dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin are the chemicals of our emotions. And okay, success friends, it's quote time. And this quote is from none other than our very own geriatrics. And Bob, how about if you take this one?
Okay, let's see. I must be moved before I move.
And man, that says it all, doesn't it, Bob?
It does.
Must be moved before I move. I like that one. But, you know, here's the thing, success friends. The brain is concerned with conserving energy. So if there is not a survival reason to move, it is staying put. And when I say survival, I mean getting food and not being food. Maybe a roof over our head would help. And warmth is another key. Oh, and let's not forget about passing our genes on to the next generation. And before I recap, let me say my disclaimer that this is my theory. I'm not a doctor, but I do research on this. And again, it's my theory. So I have nowhere near enough time either to do this subject justice, but bear with me to kind of give you an introduction to it. So I'm going to recap about emotions making us move. Hunger. Now, that's emotional, right? Fear of being eaten. Definitely emotional. A sense of security. Emotional. Hanging with the herd. That's emotional. And sex? Yes. Emotional. So you see, if we are not moved emotionally, we don't need to move. Or to put it in today's world's terms, ambitious? Move. TV? We couch. Right? And we need to understand that our chemicals still work today in America as if we were back in primitive times. Now, real quickly, let me tell you what the chemicals do. Cortisol causes us to be uncomfortable, fear, hunger, hurt. Dopamine, the reward chemical, if you catch dinner, dopamine is also the reward. Oxytocin, the warm, fuzzy feeling. When we are part of the group, nurtured, this is our gift from our brain to remind us to do it again. So dopamine is for the short reward. Oxytocin is for long-term happiness. Or dopamine is for goals. Oxytocin is for our grand obsession. Now, serotonin. This is chemical is the pain mask. Have you heard of a runner's high? Serotonin is there making you feel good and not feel the pain of overdoing things. But in primitive days, if you sprained your ankle, you needed to be able to keep running so that you could survive. Serotonin allows this to happen. So there you have it. And now the question comes into play. What do they have to do with success? Well, again, let me ask you a question. Where do your dreams come from? You know, they actually come from the fact that we are not happy with our current surroundings and we would like a change. The release of cortisol into our bloodstream is where the uncomfortable feeling comes from. But when you dream, we get a few drops of dopamine, since if we go to the dream, we leave the place that is causing us discomfort. And it could be anything that's causing us discomfort: weight, marriage, job, town, lot in life. And say, that's a good thing, because each time we accomplish something, as we go after our grand obsession, as we achieve a goal, we get a little bit more of dopamine. Now, the herd chemical, oxytocin, comes into play when we get involved with group activities or long-time security, like falling in love or playing with our children, playing with our grandchildren. We get drops of this chemical, because we are doing things with others. And in primitive days, being part of the herd was a very safe thing, because if you weren't part of the herd, you became dinner for somebody else. Now, I do want to point out that the reality of life in America today is that we won't be eaten. We can always find food. There is a good chance that we will even have our genes carry forward, and we can always be part of a group, even if it is just our family. So, success, friends, you see, all of our needs are met. So why then do we get cortisol pulsing through our body? And why are we so negative about the world we live in? The answer? Our mammalian brain. All it ever did back in the old days was worry about threats, survival, and procreation. When one of these three were satisfied, the brain was rewarded some way by dopamine or oxytocin or serotonin. However, when the chemical was processed, immediately the brain questioned the security of its situation. It was looking at the problems of the world so that it could survive. And today, you and I, success friends, we still look for the negatives unless we learn how to look for the positives. And our last quote of the day is, every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit, and that comes from Napoleon Hill. I first read that in 1986, and since that moment, every time I got negative, I asked myself the question, what is the benefit of this problem? I have learned to look for solutions. And success, friends, if you are chasing success at any level, you can too. Now, when you run into a problem, when your cortisol flares, don't stop. Use that feeling as a reminder that you are designed to succeed, and get ready to feel good about the decision. Hey, we'll be right back as we got to take a quick break.
Write down and write myself a letter. And I'm going to make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm going to write words so sweet.
Hey, we're back, success friends, and I want to quickly talk about our new website coming, TommyFierce.com, and our new app, Tommy Fierce Goal Getter App. Hey, I'm telling you what, it's a perfect place for success people. You can get inspired. You can stay inspired. You can even get my free book, Tommy Fierce Goal Setting for Success. The one thing about the app, too, it has a lot of things in it. It can remind you about your grand obsession on a daily basis, your goals, you name it, it helps you.
And, Tom, they can also buy an autographed picture of you and me taken right here at the KLBB Studios.
That's right, Jerry. It is a success smorgasbord. At least that's how I see it. And until next Saturday at 11:30 a.m., goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, Success.